It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you.
Bishop's Bowl. Thank you for being.
It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, yes, it's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Kuri baka shikiri di boko baka sakara baka baka shikiri di boko basa di 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 kura baka. It's all about shikiri baraka baka shikiri di di boko basa kara basa di 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 boko shara ra 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 kara baka ba shikiri usa da kara bu shikiri bara baka ba sh rikiri bara bu se di 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 kura baka baka shaka rikiri bara boko ba shikiri di di ra 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 kara bu ba sh di 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 kara ba It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. Shakaraba karaba. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. Shikiri ba karabu sende de 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 karabase de 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 ba na 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 karabu ko ba shikiri ba da da. Oh Father God, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We worship your holy name. Thank you for your blessing of our hearts, Jesus. Thank you for your guidance, for your spirit, for your keeping us. Oh God, oh God, Jesus. We know it's taken your hand, it's taken your power, it's taken your faithfulness. Oh God, oh God, Jesus. It has not been our effort. Oh God, oh God, Jesus. It's not of our own ability, not of our own capacity. But it's your grace, it's your mercy, oh God, it's your faithfulness, oh God, oh God, Jesus. It's your faithfulness, oh God, oh yes, it's all about you. Basha Karabaka City, oh God, she did Basada. You are good and you're full of mercy. Oh God, we can come and cry out to you every morning. Asha Karabasa Basada. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Shadabadakara. And the righteous run into it, oh Lord. Sharabakarabaka basi de 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 kora bakasha. Thank you for that name, Shikiri Barabakasa de 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 karabose da da de de. Oh yes, we can run out to you. We are running out to you. Sharabatikiri Barabata da de de boshen da karaba. Yes, thank you for everyone that is running to the name this morning. This morning we have a name that is above every other name. Oh, it's a name of Jesus, name of Jesus. We have a name, oh Lord. We have a name, we have a name. We have a name, we have a name, oh Lord. His name is above. His name is above every other name. We have a name, oh God. We have a name, we have a name. Korabaka shikiri barabosa di 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 karabasa di 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 kaboshi di 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 basa da 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 da. Remotaka shikiri di 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 bosa da 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 bosa da. When the music fades, all is swept away, and the simply longing just to bring something that's a word that'll bless you. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. such much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of ocean, and it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things of me, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Ore baka ba shikiri baka na baka baka shikiri o sadari. Makara bakashikiri bosa na ni kora bakashikiri ni 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 kora bakashikiri ni 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 bosa na 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 na. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you welcome us into your presence. Thank you, Jesus, that we can honor you, O God of God, Jesus. Kora bakashikiri ni 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 bosa. Thank you that we can trust in you, O God. Purify us, O God. Shana da 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 ba ka ba. Purify our hearts, O God. Shidi ba da ba ka sa de 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 ka da ba ka sa de 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 bosa. Oh, we need you, we need you, we need you, O Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Shada ba ka sa de 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 ka da bosa de 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 bosa na da. Father, we thank you that we are ready to do your will, O God, O God, Jesus. Indeed, you never call your children in vain, O God, O God, Jesus. You never gather us in vain. Thank you that you are holy. You are holy. You are exalted above every other name. You are exalted, O God. We're ready to do your will. Exalted, O God, you are exalted, O God, ready to do your will, ready to do your will. And Father, I desire to be in your presence. I desire to worship you when I'm presence and I worship you. I am changed to be more like you. Father, I desire to be in your presence. I desire to worship you. Shaka iba sedereos. When I'm in your presence and I worship you, I am changed to be more like you, more of you, less of me. I desire to be more like you. Take this clay and have your way, more of you and less of me. Kuribaka shekiribaga. Spirit, I desire to be in your presence. Shakarabaka baka sadididi. I desire to worship you. When I'm in your presence and I worship you, I am changed to be more like you, more of you, and less of me. I desire to be more like you. Take this clay and have your way, more of you and less of me, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, oh Lord. I need you, oh Lord. You're the father to the orphans, defender of the widow. You are bread to the weary. You give water to the thirsty, oil to the gladness, all of gladness for mourning. You are God, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, God. All the time, all the time. Shaka baka di bidi kola. You are good, God is good. Shara baka rabaka. All the time, all the time. God is good, you are good. Shara baka baka said all the time. All the time you are good, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. All the time, Shekidiba. I thank you for your goodness, good. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you indeed that this morning we can honor you. We can adore you, oh God, oh God, Jesus. I thank you for your mercies, for your kindness, oh God, Jesus. Indeed, it is your favor, not of our own doing, oh God, Jesus. You've covered us, you've protected us, you've watched over us, oh God, Jesus. You've been our strength, our portion, our all in all, Jesus. Jesus. Indeed, may your name be praised, may your name be worshipped. We remember everyone that is here, oh God. Thank you for our families, thank you for our needs, oh God. Thank you that indeed, as we worship you, God, you always meet us at our point of need, oh God, oh God, Jesus. You always remember our families, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Remember everything that concerns us, our workplaces, oh God, our various services where we are worshiping today, God, oh God, Jesus. We know it is by your hand, it's not about effort, oh God, oh God, Jesus. The Lord, you keep us, oh God. You sustain us, oh God. Indeed, you cover us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. May your grace and presence be with us, oh God. Cover us, strengthen us, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Protect us, oh God. Do not leave us alone. Shadabata karabu, sidididiba, shadadakarabu, sadadididiba, sadadada. Speak to us, oh God. We need your voice this morning. We need your voice this morning. We need your voice. We need your voice this morning. Renew us, O Lord, renew us, O God, renew us, O Lord. May we have a fresh understanding, a fresh understanding, a fresh understanding, O God. A fresh understanding, a fresh understanding, a fresh understanding, oh yes, O Lord. Fresh understanding, oh Lord. A fresh understanding, oh God. A fresh understanding, a fresh understanding, oh Lord, oh God. Thank you, Lord, precious Savior. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Thank you, Jesus, precious Savior. Pray all this, trusting and believing. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Yeah, praise God. Another good morning that God has given us to praise Him, to worship Him, to spend time with Him. And I know it's not in vain that He's gathered us. And thank God for the grace. Indeed, when it comes to a day, a new week, we know we need Him each and every day. And it is always a blessing that we learn from Him. Yeah. And so yesterday we had started looking at the grace of God and looking at the grace of prayer and realizing that prayer is, you know, enabled by the Holy Spirit. God gives us the grace. And we looked at grace as, first of all, there's a saving grace, and then which is the one that saves us, in which no one does anything for it. It is a divine election, it is a divine choosing, and it is God's extending His mercy, extending His grace, extending His, putting His finger on you, or putting His mark on you, His symbol of ownership, okay? So that is grace. And then there's also the enabling power of the Holy Spirit within us, which is grace as divine enablement. And that means that we are given the ability, the potential power to do the work of God. Now, this potential power is the dunamis power, and this is a power that comes when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 that, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So there are many people who confuse the Holy Spirit with a power. And even if you look at that verse, it shows us that there are power and the Holy Spirit are different aspects, because there are people who believe the Holy Spirit is a power and they do not consider the Holy Spirit as a person. They think of the Holy Spirit as a thing to be used. They think of the Holy Spirit as a power, And instead of them being used by the Holy Spirit, they are the ones who use the Holy Spirit. Okay? I don't know if you get that. Because the Bible says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And, NLT says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And remember, we've been speaking about the difference between the Holy Spirit being in you, the Holy Spirit being with you, and the Holy Spirit coming upon you. And this is the difference that is when the Holy Spirit comes. So I have said there are three aspects of how we interact with the Holy Spirit, and even you could even say four. One is the Holy Spirit is inside us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He is in us. And this means that he is the one that regenerates us when we accept, when we confess our sins and believe Jesus Christ as Lord. He comes and gives life. He breathes life into our spirit. And our spirits receive life. And even if we look at the disciples of Jesus, before he left, the Bible tells us that he actually breathed life into them. And he told them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And that tells us that Jesus did not just, I mean, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit was, when he came upon them, was a different, you will say, not even like different, you will say it was something extra that they were told. They were told, tarry ye and wait in Jerusalem until you are endowed with power. So there's that tarrying that is required, that is different from the infilling with the Holy Spirit that happens when we give our lives to Jesus. So when we give our lives to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is inside us, and no one should feel that they don't have the Holy Spirit just because they are not baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I want you to make that distinction very clear. Just because you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, where with the evidence of speaking in tongues, does not mean that you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. That does not mean that you don't have the Holy Spirit inside you, because at times it is possible to make people feel that they don't have the Holy Spirit because they don't speak in tongues, or they don't have certain manifestations. And I just want to make my point with that. I want us to read John chapter 20, John chapter 20, the book of John chapter 20, and we'll look at from verse 19, so that we can see the place where Jesus breathed himself. He told them, receive the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we can see John chapter 20 verse 19. It says that Sunday evening the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said, verse 20 of John 20. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Verse 22 is a critical verse. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Verse 23, if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. So we can see that Jesus breathed on them and he told them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And that's why Jesus will tell them, you are already clean because of the words that I've spoken to you. The words that I've spoken to you, they are spirit and life. Jesus was telling them that you are all clean except one. You know, even before he went to the cross, he was already speaking of the sanctification, because to God there are things that are already done. The Bible tells us that that the Lamb of God was crucified before the foundations of the earth were laid. So that is why he could be able to extend his salvation even to people before the cross. Because in another reality of God, in God had already slain the Lamb. He had already accepted to die before the foundations of the world, and he was already slain before the foundations of the world. And thus from it, what we see Jesus expressing to his disciples here is similar to what God did to Adam. Remember Adam, when Adam was made, he was first, the Bible says that God made him from the soil, and then he breathed into him the breath of God, and he became a living soul. And now you see here, Jesus now breathes into the disciples, and he, in the same way, he breathes into them, and he tells them, receive the Holy Spirit. So they receive the Holy Spirit, and that is why it is a different experience from Acts 1 verse 8, where they were told, but tarry ye in Jerusalem, wait. You know, he was telling them, do not leave Jerusalem, wait Jerusalem until, Acts chapter 1 verse 5, for we can just read it. And when Jesus was taken and being assembled together with them, from verse 4, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, he you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So you can see he says that you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. So in John chapter 20 verse 22, he breathed into them and he regenerated them. He made them alive, just like the same way God breathed into Adam and he became a living soul. It's the same way that Jesus breathed into the disciples and they received the salvation, they became born again, and they were regenerated in their spirits. And now this is something that is now slightly, it's different. There's now a different experience. And that's why I was saying that the Holy Spirit is in us. He gives us life. Our bodies become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that he lives inside of us. And remember, we've been speaking how God comes and makes his home inside us. He dwells in us, in our hearts by faith. And this is the mystery of all creation, that Christ in us, or Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ is inside you. So the moment you accept Jesus as Lord and your Savior, you say, come into my heart. And he comes into your heart by faith, and he lives in your heart. But remember, I said that there's a difference between carnal believers or immature believers and mature believers, or those who are still growing in the things of God, in that there is that word that is called Lord. Now, the difference between, and this is the distinction that distinguishes believers, is the level to which they make Christ Lord over their lives. So there are those who accept Jesus as Lord, verbally speaking, but in their hearts, there are parts that they have not released unto Christ. There are parts that they have not given unto God. And so, in essence, it's like if they were in a car, then they are still driving the car, but they have said, okay, Jesus, you take the back seat. When in essence, the Bible tells us, but those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if Christ was to come into your car, you are supposed to give him the wheel. And that's why someone said, Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel and drive my car, and let me be led by you. And anyone that surrenders and submits themselves to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, then they are blessed of God, and they are the true sons of God. Romans 8:14 tells us that for they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So unless you get to that point, to that place where you submit yourself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, he is still not Lord over your life. The Bible tells us the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord is that Spirit. Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord. The Lord is that Spirit. So, as we can see, anyone who has accepted Jesus, Jesus comes to dwell in their hearts. He regenerates them, and they are born again. But now you see, it is not just as, I know it is as simple, yes, as believing and confessing. But remember, we've been speaking that it is not just a mental thing. It is also a heart thing. That it means that it is not just an outward expression, because there are people who will just outwardly express it. And we've looked at Philip in Samaria, where this man, Simon the sorcerer, yes, believed in Jesus. He verbally confessed. He was baptized. And he, you know, he was baptized in water. And he was a member of the church. He kept following Philip everywhere. But his heart was still not yet converted. His heart was still full of jealousy and envy. And he was thinking he can buy the gift of God. And he was told, may you and your money perish because you have no part in the gospel. So it is possible that someone can be doing the things of the gospel. Someone can be acting out the motions. Someone can be attending church. Someone can be saying, Lord, 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 prophesying and doing so many things. And yet Jesus can say, depart from me, I never knew you, workers of iniquity. And that is the difference, because even if you can use the name, and the name, yes, is power in itself. The name will work, but you yourself, you might lose it in the final day. And that is because he never knew you, because you never gave him that liberty to take control over your life. So when the Holy Spirit comes inside us, he regenerates us, and we are born again, then we can see. And this is in the spirit. And that means we can have perception. We can have understanding of spiritual things. I know many times we think of seeing in the spirit as only the spiritual side where we see visions and dreams. But seeing in the spirit is the eyes of our understanding, being alive and being able to be flooded with light, which is to be illuminated, and to have understanding of the things that God is doing, of the things that are in the spiritual realm, and of the things that God has freely given us through his spirit. So, except a man be born again, he cannot have perception. He cannot see. He cannot enter. So, this is what Jesus told Nicodemus. So, we need for us to see, for us to enter, for us to have perception, for us to be born again. And this being born again means being born from above. That means the Holy Spirit comes, dwells inside of us, and He releases that grace in our hearts to receive him and to be born again. But then there is a second experience, which we are calling the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And this baptism in the Holy Spirit, this is what Jesus told them in John, Acts chapter 1, verse 5. But John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days. And many, many Christians do not go to this level of being baptized with the Holy Ghost, because it is something that actually Jesus spoke about. And sadly, there are people who oppose it. There are people who don't believe it's there. But this, ideally, even if you have a red letter Bible, it will show you that these were words of Jesus. And he tells them, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, or when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So as I was trying to explain, the Holy Spirit is inside us. Then he walks with us. He is around us, because the Spirit of God fills everything. He fills the heavens. It fills the earth. God's Spirit is everywhere. And that is why there's nothing that we hide from him. If we are doing something that is not of God, he sees it. And he warns us, he tells us this is wrong. And if we are sensitive to his spirit, then we are covered and we are sheltered and we are in obedience to him. So you shall receive power after, or when the Holy Spirit, or when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So now this coming upon you is what we call being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now remember, if you think of when someone is baptized in water, what happens is that baptizo, the word there means to be immersed in water. That means you're fully immersed, you go under the water, and when you come out, you come fully soaked. Like you can imagine a sponge that is dipped in water and it goes underwater, every part of it becomes filled with water. And when that sponge comes out of the water, and when you squeeze it, the only thing that comes out is water. Likewise, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, that means we are fully immersed. We have the experience where the Holy Spirit fully comes upon us and empowers us and gives us what others will call the anointing, or others will call the grace or the charisma, or you know, or the gifting. So God, by baptizing us with the Holy Spirit, is where we receive power. And then this power, the word power that is used there is dunamis. This dunamis power is a power that helps us to be a witness. Now, if you look at that word witness, the word there is martyrs. And this is the word from where the martyr comes from. So the word martyr did not mean someone who dies for the gospel. I know many times English has turned martyr to be someone who dies for the gospel, but the word martyr, the origin of that word is a witness. So anyone that has the Holy Spirit comes upon them, receives the power, receives the ability, receives the divine marking or the divine permission to go and be a witness. And remember, you're being a witness unto God. You're being a witness of God. You're being a martyr of God, of Jesus. You're defending Jesus. It is like Jesus is under trial. Is Jesus really God? And this is the question that people keep asking. Oh, is Jesus really God? And the Holy Spirit comes to confirm and to testify with signs, miracles, and wonders, and to empower your speech, to empower your words, to empower your preaching with signs, miracles, and wonders with your life, that indeed what you're saying is true, because the works that you do confirm that this could not have been done by the power of men, but only by the power of God. So that is the difference. So when you're a witness unto God, you're witnesses of God, that means you witness that Jesus Christ is Lord in your life, in your actions, in the way you behave, in how you interact with people, in how you interact with your family. You are a witness unto God. So And there are even levels of where God allows us to witness. So we can see there's a structure to it. It says, witness unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, Jerusalem was their starting point. You can imagine Jerusalem was where they lived. Jerusalem was where dealing with the Jews. It was not easy. I mean, they had just killed Jesus himself. They just killed Christ, but he tells them, go back to Jerusalem. Your Jerusalem is your starting point, is a place where you come from, is your primary area of assignment. But then after you have conquered Jerusalem, then he sends you into Judea. And then from Judea, he sends you into Samaria. And then from Samaria unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So the gospel is supposed to be spread into the whole world. But the reality is God sees our faithfulness in Jerusalem, sees our faithfulness in Judea, and then he sees our faithfulness in Samaria and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. If you look at Samaritans, they were slightly similar with the Jews. So the Jerusalem and Judea were similar to the Jews. They were the Jews themselves. Samaritans were slightly different. And then the uttermost parts is now reaching out to nations and people who do not look like you completely and who have no understanding of your faith. So the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And so in the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us that, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, verse 1, Acts chapter 2, verse 1, they were all with one accord in one place. They were all together in one place. They were in harmony. They were in prayer together. They were in agreement. Verse 2, it tells us, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, as of fire and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we can see what happens. They were together in one place. They were in the upper room. They were praying together. And the day of Pentecost was a festival that was 50 days after Passover. And that tells us roughly it was around, if Jesus ascended around 40 days after the Passover, then that means it was within around 10 days that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. But the Bible says that they were together. They were tarrying together. They were praying together. They were meeting. Remember, they had even appointed a replacement for Matthias, for Judas, who was Matthias, and which there was a criteria for that. And the Bible says when they were together, what happened is there was a sound from heaven. There was a manifestation. There was a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house. So the Holy Spirit came and filled the whole house where they were. So you can see the baptism that is taking place. They are being immersed. So it came and filled the whole house. And then what appeared to them, that means their eyes were open. Their spiritual eyes became open. And they saw. They saw what was tongues of fire. You can imagine fire resting upon each and every one of them. So that means the fire of the Holy Spirit. Now this is where it's called being baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Holy Spirit comes and a fire appeared and divided and upon each and every one of them. Everyone who was there was filled with the Holy Spirit. They were all baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That means they were baptized in the Holy Ghost. They were immersed with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, and began to speak with other tongues. Who began to speak? It is the disciples. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Utterance means the words. Utterance means the expressions. Utterance means proclamations. So there are proclamations that God gives us when we submit ourselves and we begin to speak. And even those who operate in the prophetic will tell you that. And this prophetic is where I'm speaking of utterance or revealing things or speaking. The moment they start to speak, then it is revealed even more. Like at the moment of asking, they will ask you, I mean, are you this? But then the moment it is confirmed, as they continue to speak, the speaking is given. Now that is what we call the Holy Spirit giving you utterance. And that's what Jesus told them before, that when you shall be brought before kings, do not worry or do not contemplate what to speak in advance, because at that point it will not be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit speaking with you. Words will be given to you at that time. In fact, that means that it's not just given. You will be taught what to say at that time. So this is what they were being taught, what to say at that time. And they spoke in other tongues. And these other tongues were tongues that were understood. Different Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Phrygia. I mean, all these Gentile people that were in Jerusalem at that time for that Pentecost. They were hearing God being praised in their own language. So when speaking in tongues is done, the reality of speaking in tongues is that we are praising God in a language that he understands. We are speaking directly to God. And there's also a teaching that we've done on praying in tongues. Please look at it so that you can understand that the speaking in tongues, no one that speaks in tongues can say Jesus be cursed. So we should not fear speaking in tongues, because when you're speaking in tongues, there is no way that you can be speaking against God. And that one, if you want to get that reference, I think it is where we're speaking of spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts, and that you can read in, I believe it's First Corinthians chapter 12, and there there's a whole chapter there on speaking in different kinds of tongues and speaking in different tongues. So anyway, let me not divert there. So baptism in the Holy Spirit is when we are filled and the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and you can see what happens is that they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak in other tongues. I want us to also look at a third experience, which I will call being continually being filled with the Holy Spirit. And this you can see that in Acts chapter 4, and which I believe is the place of revival or the place of continuous being infilled with the Holy Spirit, which God will desire us to walk in. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 4 verse 23, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God, O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, why were the nations so angry? Why did they waste their time with their futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle, and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and against the Messiah. Verse 27. In fact, this happened. Okay, so eventually, okay, let me just finish. In fact, this had happened here in this very city. For Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate, the governor, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant. And then verse 31 is the key verse. After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. So you can see they were already filled. Jesus first breathed into them. They received the Holy Spirit. Then the Holy Spirit baptized them on the day of Pentecost, in which the Holy Spirit came upon them and anointed them and set them apart. And then as they continued, you know, they had faced threats. They were beaten. They were told never to preach again. But as the believers prayed together again, the Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. That means that they were infilled again. So that means you can live in perpetual infilling. So even if you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can constantly and continually keep asking God for a revival, keep asking God for an infilling, and keep, as you pray, you can see prayer is one of the ways that you can keep being infilled with the Holy Spirit. And I quickly, just one more aspect that I want us to see, and this is where we are being told, do not be drunk with wine. Let me just get the exact verse. Yes, do not be drunk with wine, where it's in excess, Ephesians chapter 5, and this is the place where we can continually being filled. That means that, yes, you were baptized, but if you, as you continually take time to spend time with God and to worship Him, and that is why even as you're in your room, as you're worshiping God, as you're singing to God, and this is the verse, Ephesians 5:18, it tells us, do not be drunk with wine. Let me read King James. It says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of the Lord. So it says, you can see that we are being told that do not be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. How? And it's telling us, how should we be filled with the Holy Spirit? Look at it. It says, by singing psalms, singing hymns, spiritual songs among yourselves, and making music to the Lord in your heart, and giving thanks to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as you're spending time with God, as you're singing psalms, as you're singing hymns, speaking psalms to one another, singing hymns, singing spiritual songs, and making even melody in your heart. You know, you can just be somewhere and you're just like, You can just be working and you're just humming. Your heart, there's so much music happening in your heart. But what that happening is, at that moment, you're still being filled. You're being filled. So there's a refreshing. There's a continually being filled with the Holy Spirit that is even an experience even beyond the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I know some people, many times we stop at baptism in the Holy Spirit, but even beyond baptism in the Holy Spirit, we can live in perpetual Pentecost. You can continually being filled with the Holy Spirit. Through prayer, we have seen the disciples, when they prayed together in Acts chapter 4, the place they were praying, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The place shook, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. But also for yourself, when you're alone, do not be drunk with wine, but rather be filled with the Holy Spirit. Singing psalms, singing hymns, spiritual songs among yourselves. And anyone who spends time with God will know that you spend time in the Word, reading the Word, meditating on the Word. You spend time in prayer. You spend time in singing and songs and hymns and making melody in your hearts. What happens is God fills you again. And you're continually refreshed. And even no matter how empty you felt, you know, after ministration, you can be empty because you've given out virtue. But when you go back to your secret place and you spend time again in worship, you spend time again in the Word, you reflect on what God has done, then what happens is that the Holy Spirit now fills you again. Remember, you still have the Holy Spirit inside you. He's still with you, but He now continually now fills you again, and He fills you again, and He fills you again. And yes, you can continually be filled with the Holy Spirit. It is available, and it is a blessing of God. Yeah, so I think I will stop there for today, and I welcome you, my brother, if you have any reflections and any questions. Yeah, welcome. You're muted? Yeah. Okay, none. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you. We worship your holy name. We thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your word, O God. I thank you for those that are listening, those that have purpose to grow in the things of God, to understand. And I thank you for revelation, insight, and understanding that you're calling us to a place, to a deeper place, O God, to receive the Holy Spirit, to the Holy Spirit to come upon us, for us to be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and to also live in the place of continuous infilling. And I pray that you infill us afresh and afresh, give us a new lease of your Spirit, a new lease of life, that, Lord, we will be empowered to do the work that you've called us to be, martyrs, to be witnesses unto you. And we know that it is you that liveth in us, it is your grace that works in us, and that you may continually fill us according to your presence. We commit this day before you. Remember our families, everything that concerns us. May you watch over them and protect, keep us, and guide us in everything. We pray all this, trusting and believing. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Shalom. Let's meet again.